This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. In this day and age of advances in imaging technology and medicine, there's a job that's becoming increasingly important to the diagnosis and care of patients. And that's the job of the medical sonographer. And here with more on all of this is Lisa Allen. She's the ultrasound coordinator for the Regional Perinatal Center at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Lisa. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I don't think a lot of people really understand when we say sonography. Tell us what that is.
Diagnostic medical ultrasound is an imaging technique that uses high-frequency ultrasound waves. We use a transducer, a handheld probe, and the ultrasound waves go into the human tissue and bounce off at different intensities at different times to come back to the transducer and create an image based on the time and the intensity of the signal that is bounced back.
So it's producing a dynamic visual image of organs, tissues, and also the blood flow.
Correct.
In the body, which I
yes.
think is really interesting. What's so interesting to me also is that this has no radiation or potential injury attached to
Correct.
It.
Correct. Yes. Well, because it uses sound waves instead of radiation to create the image, however, there are certain limitations that should be used when using ultrasound, and there's what's called an ALARA principle, which is as low as reasonably achievable. So we are supposed to pay attention to the settings and make sure the intensity is not too high, limit the timing, the amount of the length of the exam to prevent using overexposure. Even though ultrasound is considered safe, it should be used with discretion and not for hours at a time and not for entertainment, but as a diagnostic procedure.
So when you mention diagnostic procedure, help us understand, you know, the kinds of things you're looking, you know, what are you looking at generally? I mean, what different parts of the body is it being used on?
There are several different subspecialties in ultrasound. There's vascular work. When I first started out, I was doing, you know, carotid arteries, looking for stenosis in the carotid arteries to prevent stroke. You can look at the veins of the legs to rule out deep vein thrombosis. There's, you know, ultrasound for pregnancies, kidneys, any organ in the body. And a newer field would be musculoskeletal to look at sports injuries.
Really? So that is it supplanting things like X-ray at this point?
There's obviously a use for all different imaging techniques depending on the area that's of interest. But ultrasound can certainly supersede some of the other imaging things depending on what the diagnosis was going to be.
Now, you yourself are subspecializing in, as someone who's working in the perinatal center, are you working specifically on obstetrics and gynecology then?
Just obstetrics. We're a high-risk OB, so the regional perinatal center actually covers 13 counties in central New York, and we are referral-based, so we get referrals from these 13 counties for high-risk maternal and fetal conditions.
So it seems like there's been, in the last 20 or 30 years, a tremendous increase in the amount of sonography being done in a perinatal center or in a perinatal setting. Is
Absolutely.
That correct?
Yes.
And more frequent during the course of a pregnancy.
Yes. Because there's as the research and clinical research continues, there's more applications that they are finding that ultrasound is more useful to diagnose and treat the high-risk pregnancies.
So how exactly does it work? Is it something to do with, as you mentioned, bouncing the sound waves off the tissue?
Correct.
And that sends back some kind of a
yes,
visual?
Yes, it's kind of, some people, when they ask me about it, like echolocators for when you go fishing,
oh.
in the Doppler, when you see your Doppler maps on, you know, for weather maps, we also use Doppler for blood flow.
Wow, very interesting. So tell me, when you think about this job or this profession, what are the skill sets that you think are of crucial importance? I mean, what are required?
We serve as a clinical rotation site for the diagnostic medical sonography program at Upstate. So every time we have students in, we certainly, you know, you have to have the education, you have to have the experience. You can't learn it from a book because it is a hands-on application. You have to have interaction with patients and good, you know, patient skills, people skills.
So you
skills.
Have to have good people skills.
Communication, yes.
Patience, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some degree of patience because you see all variety of patients
right. yes.
with a T. And accuracy, I would think also.
Yes,
and
which comes with experience. Ultimately, the physician reads the film, you know, the ultrasound images and makes the diagnosis, but certainly we know what we're seeing and generally, a lot of the times, the ultrasonographer is the one that generates the reports, so you have to have computer skills, and you have to have good grammar. You know, you have to type up the reports. They will correct them and, you know, add or change the report as necessary. But, you know, we also generate, the ultrasound reports.
So it sounds to me like besides being able to deal with patients and have very, very strong technical skills, there's also this notion of you're often the first person or the main person initially to see someone with potentially life-threatening illness of some kind. Or in the case of the perinatal center, you're seeing the development of a fetus and a lot of anxiety surrounding that on the part of the patient. How challenging is that? How does that feel?
It can be very uncomfortable, and again, that's something that comes with experience, but generally, whether you're doing, a high-risk pregnancy versus a breast ultrasound or something that they know there's something going on and they're very anxious, generally introduce yourself, let them know that you understand that they're anxious and that this is uncomfortable. They've come from a referring physician and, they don't know you. This is a new place for them. And for us, we have the 13 counties. They're driving. They've gotten lost. They're late for their appointments.
A lot of stress.
And they are very, very upset by the time they get to us. So we would just introduce ourselves and let them know, I'm going to be taking the pictures. I know this is really, uncomfortable for you. I can't answer your specific questions. I don't make the diagnosis. The doctor will go over, everything when we're through. And I'm sorry that that's the way that this works.
So you try to be as reassuring as possible.
Yes, I mean, we try to be compassionate and everybody's still like, does it look okay? What are you seeing? Does it look okay?
Of course, I've been in that setting myself.
Gently tell them that that's not the scope of our practice, and we're sorry that that's the way it has to be.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, along with medical sonographer Lisa Allen. We're talking about what it's like and what it takes to be a medical sonographer. So what's a typical day like for you in your case doing perinatal?
Generally, we have patients scheduled every 45 minutes. They're a high-risk patient. We would start the exam, introduce ourselves and do the exam and, try to interact with the patient and point out because it's an exciting time for many of them. They're anxious, but, they're having a baby and we point out everything, get them pictures and then generate the report, and certainly just try to make it an enjoyable experience even with their anxiety, make it as enjoyable as possible.
Yeah, it sounds to me like of all the subspecialties that you enumerated before that doing this kind of work has got to be more happy than sad,
yes,
in a sense, because for the most part, you really have good information or
yes,
happy information, yes, to share, especially when they come out with their little pictures,
mm-hmm, yes,
of a sonogram and, mm-hmm, say, here's the new baby. What about the challenges that you find? I mean, are there any challenges that are specific or have developed over the years? Now, you've been doing this for how long?
I've been at Upstate for 23 years, but I've been doing ultrasound for 25.
Wow. You're a real veteran. You don't look like you're a veteran, but you're a veteran. So, yeah, tell us about, in your experience, what challenges have emerged over the
challenges
years?
Are, there's an increase in obesity, challenging patients with obesity. Gastric bypass has been an issue because we have several patients that have lost a lot of weight and have different challenges in their body types. We have patients that have had prior surgeries that have, caused limitations to the actual scanning technique.
So that you, in terms of placement or even in terms of mobility of the patient or moving the patient around requires more strength on your part? What kinds of changes has it made?
Well, we're an outpatient clinic, so our patients are mobile. They generally can get on and off the table by themselves, but it requires a lot of strength, arm strength. You're holding the probe on with one hand and running the ultrasound system with the other hand. A lot of twisting and turning and a lot of pressure. The larger the patient, the more pressure that is involved, and it does take its toll on our physical bodies.
Sure.
But also it's painful for them. If we press harder, it's uncomfortable for the patient, and nobody wants that. And it takes longer to perform an exam on a patient that is there's technical limitations to the exam.
So you would say that in the 25 years you've been doing this, that there has been an increase, as you said. Well, there's been an increase in obesity in this country,
yes,
in the last 25 years. So that's really had an impact on your testing, your daily work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And maybe not so much right now for you in this particular field of perinatal, but in general, it
seems. In general, yes.
You seeing that. So how did you decide to become a medical sonographer? I mean, what drew you to this field?
Interesting. It wasn't my first choice. However, I went to Rochester Institute of Technology for undeclared science. So when I had to declare a major, I was given a choice of several different medical choices, and I chose sonography because I just thought it was interesting.
And may I ask what your first choice was?
I actually wanted to go to medical school at one point in time. But they had like nuclear medicine, biomedical engineering, and other choices that just didn't, you know, they didn't fit.
Yeah.
And when I started into the ultrasound program, I just was fascinated by it. And I kind of was still kind of on the medical school track, but then decided that this was probably something that I would enjoy.
Yeah.
So I've stuck with it.
Yeah. So what would you say, what about it is the most gratifying part?
Because
for you personally, I mean.
For me personally, because it is operator dependent, you have a lot of autonomy, you are the one, there's a lot of responsibility. Some of the other imaging modalities, you know, you place the patient and run the machine, but you don't have as much patient interaction. I enjoy interacting with the patients, and whether the news is good news or bad news necessarily, I truly feel that I'm doing a service for them. If there is a problem with their babies, that we are able to diagnose it prenatally, therefore they're not going to deliver in one of the rural areas. Things can be done in an organized fashion. They can, you know, have a scheduled delivery and have the appropriate team ready for whatever the, you know, their condition may be.
So you would say that that's the most gratifying part at
this
point.
Yes, I mean, I do. I love my job.
That's wonderful, especially after 25 years. So what would you say to somebody who is considering this as a field? A young person coming up, as you did, who may have thought about medical school or was unsure, unclear, but scientifically oriented.
But it is definitely going to boom in the next several years. The ultrasound equipment, the manufacturers are developing more and more technology. It's becoming much more interesting. And as I mentioned, musculoskeletal, working with sports teams and sports injuries tends to be, that is one of the newer fields that's emerging. Ultrasound in, they're using more handheld ultrasound, and like for people that are the countries that are third world countries, and they can use like on their cell phones and send images, telemedicine.
Really? Oh my goodness.
They have handheld ultrasound systems where they might not know what they're doing, but they might be the first responders, ambulance people, you know, people out in military that are out in the field can certainly answer very critical questions very easily and quicker than they have in the past.
So it really is a field on the go,
yes,
on the move.
It's on the move.
And something that sounds like it could be very gratifying.
Yes.
To continue to work. And well, thank you so very much. I appreciate your coming in and sharing all this very interesting information. I don't think most people would have any clue to what a medical sonographer does. So this has been very enlightening. Thanks so much.
My guest
has been Lisa Allen, medical sonographer and the coordinator of the Regional Perinatal Center at Upstate Medical University, coordinator of the sonography and at Upstate Medical University. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.